NATO stands up to Moscow. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. President Biden announcing new sanctions against Russia at the emergency NATO summit meeting in Brussels and help for Ukrainian refugees.
The president says the U.S. is ready to welcome 100,000 refugees from Ukraine and will put $1 billion towards helping refugees who want to stay closer to home in Europe. He is not saying how the U.S. would respond to a chemical weapons attack in Ukraine. He's just saying that it would be a response in kind.
Fox's Peter Ducey in Brussels. NATO ministers also agreeing to send more military hardware to Ukraine, calling them defensive weapons.
We don't know the details of everything that is coming in. It doesn't appear at this stage that they'll be sending in the actual tanks and fighter jets that the Ukrainians really would like, but all of the other hardware that is coming in is absolutely making a difference. Will it be enough to completely turn the tide of this war? We simply don't know yet.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Ukraine has accused Russia of forcibly relocating hundreds of thousands of civilians to Russia to use as hostages to pressure Kiev to give up. The Kremlin says those civilians that have been evacuated have done so of their own free will. Meanwhile, North Korea stepping up its ballistic missile capability with Thursday's test launch.
North Korean state-run news says Kim Jong-un directly guided the launch of a missile that flew about 681 miles at a maximum altitude of roughly 3,900 miles. The U.S. requesting the U.N. Security Council hold an open meeting Friday to discuss the launch. U.N. Secretary General spokesman Stefan Dujarric.
This is another breach of the DPRK's announced moratorium from 2018 on launches of this nature and a clear violation of Security Council resolutions.
Kim suspended long-range missile and nuclear tests ahead of his first meeting with then-President Trump. Negotiations fell apart when their second meeting abruptly ended. President Biden has been unable to restart talks.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening. Listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Biden administration suing the state of Texas again over election reform.
It's the third lawsuit filed in the Lone Star State, and this newest challenge comes from the Justice Department, which is looking to undo newly drawn county precincts in Galveston. All three suits claim black and Hispanic voters will be disenfranchised. Galveston County is divided into four precincts, only one of which had a majority of black and Hispanic residents. New maps approved by the county's governing board last year made white voters the majority in all precincts. Former President Trump carried the county in 2020 with 60% of the vote. A county spokesman saying the county does not comment on pending litigation. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
After 3 days of hearings into her Supreme Court nomination, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson will not be getting the support of Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
I went into the Senate process with an open mind, but after studying the nominee's record and watching her performance this week, I cannot and will not support Judge Jackson or a lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
Judge Brown Jackson could be confirmed even if none of the GOP senators vote in her favor, with Vice President Harris casting a tie-breaking vote in an evenly divided Senate. The High Court ordering the state of Texas to allow religious comfort to a condemned killer as he is executed.
The Supreme Court in an 8-1 ruling says John Henry Ramirez can have a pastor pray out loud and touch him when he's put to death. Texas allows a spiritual advisor to be present in the death chamber but without speaking to or touching the inmate. Chief Justice John Roberts, writing for the majority, rejected arguments that touching Ramirez could disrupt the execution. Roberts also noting Texas only recently banned audible prayers in the chamber. Justice Clarence Thomas was the lone dissenting vote. Ramirez received a death sentence for stabbing a convenience store clerk 29 times during a robbery in 2004. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.